Okay, today's daf was Erevin daf mem dalet. In yesterday's daf, we learned that when Nechemiah inadvertently walked outside the Tchum Shabbos, Rav Nachman allowed people to make a path with human partitions on each side so that he can go back into the Tchum. So they say Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak l'Rava, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak asked from a brisa that forbids using a person, animal, or kalim as a temporary wall of a sukkah, strongly indicating that it's also to make a human wall in Shabbos Yontif. So my answer is, there's another brisa that allows using a person as a bed or a wall for a sukkah and seems to support Rav Nachman. Kashina Adadi, the problem is that these two brises seem to blatantly contradict each other. The Gemara offers three approaches to resolve the contradiction. First, Lo Kasha, Har Rabbi Lazar, Har Rabbanan. Maybe the first brisa follows Rabbi Lazar, who doesn't allow using window shutters unless they're attached and hang from the window, while the second brisa follows Rabbanan, who are much more lenient with temporary structures like window shutters. The Gemara rejects this approach because Rabbi Yochanan taught that even the Rabbanan would only allow being Mosif al Ohel Arai, adding to an existing partition, but would never allow putting up a new partition, no matter how temporary it is, like in the case of the human partition in the Braisa. Second, Hak Rabbi Meir, Hak Rabbi Yehuda. The first Braisa, which forbids using human and animal walls, follows Rabbi Yehuda, who says that an animal is a valid wall for a sukkah, and he therefore cannot put it up on Yontif, while the second Braisa, which permits using human and animal walls, follows Rabbi Meir, who says that an animal is not a valid wall for a sukkah, so he can put it up on Yontif, since it doesn't accomplish anything anyway. The Gemara rejects this approach because maybe Rabbi Meir only invalidated animals, which may always run away as walls, but humans would be valid walls and should therefore be usher to use on Yantiv. Third approach is Havaha Rabbanan. Both prices assume like the Rabbanan that it's mutter to make add on to an existing structure, but usher to make a new structure. The kalim akalim lo kasha habadofen shlishis habadofen revius. The brisa says that it's also to use kalim as a wall for the sukkah. That brisa is talking about the kalim to make the third wall of the sukkah, which makes it kosher. While the brisa says it's mutter to use kalim as a wall for the sukkah is talking about using kalim to make the fourth wall of the sukkah, which doesn't really accomplish anything since the sukkah was kosher without the wall. Adam adam nami lo kasha. The discrepancy between the two brises about using a human partition can be answered that the brisa that forbids using a human partition is speaking about a person who realizes that he's being used as a wall and will therefore be careful not to stand erect like a wall, while the brisa that permits using a person as a wall is speaking about a person who doesn't realize that he's being used as a wall and will therefore not stand in a way that makes it obvious that he's a wall. If we accept this resolution, we have to say that the case where Rav Nachman permitted making human partitions to allow Nechemiah to re-enter the Tchum is only when none of the people realize that they're being used as well. And Rav Chista, who gathered them all together, must have not been one of the people that was actually used to form the law. The Gemara goes on to tell three stories relating to human mechitzos. First, Shmuel gave malchus to people who used a human partition to carry water from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, since the people knew that they were being used as a mechitza. Second, Rava allowed a shamash to carry his bottles from Rosh Hashanah when he was surrounded by people who didn't realize that they were being used as a mechitza. But on a different occasion, he didn't allow it because the people realized that they were being used. Finally, Ze'iri, Levi, and Rav Simon Barchia all used human partitions on different occasions. Zok the Mishnah. Somebody left the Tchum to go do a mitzvah, and before having a chance to do the mitzvah, he was informed that he wasn't needed for the mitzvah anymore. He's still granted a new Tchum of 2,000 amos in every direction from where he is when he finds out. There's a machlokas in the Gemara how to translate that phrase. Rabbi explains that it simply teaches that if he was still in his original Tchum, he still measures his tchum from his original Shabbos location. Even though that seems to be obvious, the havamin is that once he's oker his makom, he loses his original shvisa, since he was planning on leaving the tchum. Rav Simon Bar Chiya explains that if his new tchum of 2,000 amos overlaps with his original tchum, we apply the concept of havla'as tchumen, overlapping tchumen, and he's allowed to walk back to his original tchum. Rabbah apparently doesn't apply the concept of havla'as tchumen, but that's difficult in light of a case where a person was in a 4,000 amos long cave when Shabbos started, and the area on top of the cave was less than 4,000 amos, where we used havla'as tchumen to permit him to carry the entire length of the area above the cave and an additional 2,000 amos in each direction. We also have a case of overlapping tchumen when the second tchum just became operative on Shabbos itself. A person walks 2 amos beyond his tchum, where his new dalet amos that he's permitted to walk overlaps with his original tchum, and Rabbi Lazar therefore allows him to walk back into his original tchum. So even though this last question on Rabbi is based on Rabbi Lazar, even the Chacham would agree that if a person had left his original tchum for a mitzvah, we should apply the concept of havla'as tchumen.